In the United States, House Republicans are expected to pass a modified plan to stave off an unprecedented government default next week, but the nation's upper house looks unlikely to vote for the bill. As the political battle to resolve the nation's debt crisis continues, the Catholic bishops are urging legislators to remember the most vulnerable during their deliberations. Charles Collins has this report.
The new measure by House Speaker John Boehner depends on caps on agency budgets to cut more than $900 billion from the deficit over the coming decade, while permitting an equal increase in the nation's borrowing to allow the government to pay its bills. The White House threatened a veto, while Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid offered his own plan, which offers comparable cuts to agency operating budgets.
It meets our goals of protecting Social Security and Medicare. It is a good piece of legislation. It's a compromise.
Meanwhile, Bishop Stephen E. Blair of Stockton, California, and Bishop Howard Hubbard of Albany, New York, called on Congress to remember the human and moral dimensions of the ongoing budget and debt ceiling debate. The two bishops chair the Bishops' Conference Domestic and International Justice Committees. In a letter to the House of Representatives, the bishops wrote, "A just framework for future budgets cannot rely on disproportionate cuts in essential services to poor people. It requires shared sacrifice by all, including raising adequate revenues, eliminating unnecessary military and other spending, and addressing the long-term costs of health insurance and retirement programs fairly." John Boehner says his plan is the only one which can be passed by August 2nd, when the United States is scheduled to run out of money. He told local talk radio the Senate and President need to support him.
And the fact is, Harry Reid will not get the votes for his plan. My plan can pass the House and it can pass the Senate. And the president will have no choice but to sign it into law.
Once passed, the bill will have to be debated in the Senate before going to the president. I'm Charles Collins.